And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 21st of July, 2016. It's the birthday of Ernest Hemingway in Oak Park, Illinois, 1899, the son of Clarence, a doctor, Grace, a music teacher. He and his brother and sisters grew up in a seven-bedroom house with a summer house near Petoskey, Michigan. Ernest played the cello, played football, wrote for the school paper. His father taught him to fish and hunt and camp in the woods. After high school, he went to work for the Kansas City Star as a reporter, where the style guide said, use short sentences, use short first paragraphs, use vigorous English, be positive, not negative. At the age of 18, he volunteered to be a Red Cross ambulance driver in Italy during World War I. He was seriously injured by mortar fire, spent 6 months in the hospital with shrapnel wounds. It was the beginning of an adventurous life that included two very serious airplane crashes, near death from blood poisoning while on African safari, his hotel room being blown up during the Spanish Civil War, various car accidents, and much more. He also married four times. He had three children. He wrote seven novels, including The Sun Also Rises, A Farewell to Arms, and For Whom the Bell Tolls, all while doing serious drinking. After World War II, which he covered as a correspondent, Hemingway sank into depression, partly a result of his injuries. He suffered severe headaches, diabetes, high blood pressure. He suffered the deaths of his friends Yeats, Fitzgerald, James Joyce, Gertrude Stein, his editor Maxwell Perkins, and he had great difficulty writing. He worked on a novel, The Garden of Eden. He wrote 800 pages of it and then stopped. A novel called The Sea Book, likewise. His novel, Across the River and Into the Trees, came out to negative reviews. And the following year, he wrote the draft of The Old Man and the Sea in 8 weeks, saying that it was the best I can write ever for all of my life. And it was a success, and probably a factor in winning him the Nobel Prize in Literature in 1954. He worked on his memoir, A Movable Feast, through the 1950s, a long magazine piece about Spain. He fell into paranoia and deep depression, and in July 1961, at his house in Ketchum, Idaho, he committed suicide with a shotgun. Ernest Hemingway, who said, never go on trips with anyone you do not love. He said, man is not made for defeat. A man can be destroyed, but not defeated. He said, the world is a fine place and worth the fighting for, and I hate very much to leave it. Here's a poem for today by Jim Barnes entitled Directions. On my way back from the Tobac, two Dutch businessmen stopped to ask which way and how far to the metro. I tell you, it felt fine. I felt Parisian and tried to sound it. Walking to the Crayon, Caroline and I were stopped by a chic couple who asked if they were near the Ritz. We pointed diagonally toward Place Vendôme, then shared our Michelin. Only in Paris, as they say, can an American be so French that Europeans ask directions and seven strangers wave at you from cars and waiters read your mind and offer Chateau Neuf du Pape. Directions, a poem by Jim Barnes from his collection Paris, published by University of Illinois Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, a monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. More at poetryfoundation.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.